Welcome to Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth, the podcast of Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and on behalf of the members of this congregation, thank you very much for joining us. May God bless you through these words, and may you know God's love through them. Now, the podcast.
Found in the bulletin, which is called, I Want to Walk as a Child of Light. And I think I'll play this one once through. Joy of Jesus.
God sent a star, and its light led wise men from far away to see the child Jesus.
They found the child and saw that he is the light of the world.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Neither do people light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all that are in the house.
In this hour of worship, we are filled with the warmth and holiness of Jesus' light.
So that we shine back into the world, beneath the stars that lead us to see Jesus and to know our God's love.
I am the light of the world.
Your faith will come and follow me.
Shaking on those. Good energy on Light of the World. And we're talking a lot about light this morning. We're in Epiphany. It's that season of talking about Jesus as the light, Jesus as Savior, the star that led the Magi, the wise men, to find Jesus in Bethlehem. And so let us continue our worship with confession and do so knowing that God always loves us, always embraces us, always calls us back, because God knows us by name, and knows who we are. So let's pray the confession together. Holy God, you see into each of us and know us fully as creatures in need of your constant care. We confess that we have not fully heard your word nor followed your will as faithfully as we should. We have failed our nation, neighbors, families, friends, and ourselves. And give us ears to hear your wisdom. Give us voice to speak your word. Give us faith to shine your light and not keep it hidden. Lead us to honesty and faith so that we may begin again with renewed strength. In Jesus' name, amen. God knows the hearts of those who seek forgiveness. And by grace, your sins are no more. You have been made clean. And the good news is this, and you may trust it and you may believe it. God loves you no matter what, and through Jesus, you are forgiven.
You are forgiven.
And may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Take a moment and share the peace of Christ with your neighbors.
Thank you.
this one. It's a little piece of winter.
Barb's going to be handing out some markers and little foam stars. We'll use those during the sermon time. I have a little chance for you to write some things down, so we'll hand those out now while I'm offering some words about what's happening in the church. We are receiving our OCWM, that's our church's wider mission offering, this Sunday. This is the money that goes to support the denomination and our conference, our mission work, our educational work, the publishing houses, our camps. So please be generous on that, and ask that you do also please sign in on the green cards. And if you have any hymns that we've not sung in a while or that you would like to sing again, please write those on the back. We're always happy to take some hymn requests on those as well. We do have a new member group that is coming together. So if you are considering joining, please talk with me after worship, or if you would like to. I will have some new members here in a few weeks, which is exciting. We continue our growth. And next Sunday is our annual meeting. I don't know if we have any kind of official word on annual meeting or no, other than we'll meet after worship. All right, be here and there will be food. There we are. And the annual reports are out on the table as well. So that'll be next Sunday after worship. We'll have our annual meeting, all invited to stay for that. Anything else? We do have coming up in a few weeks on February 7th, this will also be in the newsletter, but on the Saturday, February 7th, we'll have a lunch here and a time for just playing board games or card games, some kind of game time, sort of a winter blahs time to get together. Football will be all done by that point. Packers will have won the Super Bowl, so come celebrate that Saturday with your Plymouth family and have a lunch, play some games together. We'll have prizes and whatnot. Invite your friends. A great time, great opportunity to invite people in and let them get to know people here in the congregation as well. That's always a nice, kind of easy way to introduce people to the church, come to an event like that. So invite a friend as well and come. That'll be on the 7th. Anything else? No. All right. Well, as we come into our centering time, I'd like you to think of a couple of things, and this is what we'll be using the stars for. And I'll talk about more of this during the sermon. But there are a couple of phrases coming up in the scripture this morning. One in the Old Testament, talking about Samuel. The Lord did not let any of his words fall to the ground. And in the gospel lesson, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Talking about Jesus, and clearly something good did come out of Nazareth. So I'd like you to just think during the centering time and as we're coming into the scripture, what is a word or word, a phrase, an image, anything that you, coming into 2015, as you're looking toward this next year, anything that you would like to not fall to the ground, but keep in front of you on that
shining light of Jesus? What might be that epiphany kind of word or phrase being held before you? And what is the good that you can do in this year to help shine Jesus's light? So think of that as we come, and Lynn's going to lead us in her centering.
Lesson is from 1 Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from the beginning to the end, for I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli, but Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What is it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. Please join me responsively in Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You search my thoughts from far away.
You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it.
You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it.
For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Wonderful are your works that I know very well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes beheld my unformed substance.
In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them has yet existed.
How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God.
How vast is the sum of them.
I try to count them. They are more than the sand.
I come to the end, and I still with you.
Thank you, Barb. Our gospel is from the Gospel of John this morning. It's a story of Jesus picking up a few disciples, but also in which this question is asked: can anything good come out of Nazareth? Which is a harsh kind of question to ask of a place just because it's small and far away. So hear now and listen to how God is speaking to you through these words of John's gospel. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under a fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Here ends the reading. And thanks be to God. Now we have three rich texts here this morning, and I think they work together in a way. At least I've been working together in my head this week. I've been thinking, what is it to be at the beginning of 2015, to be in this time of Epiphany, and to be where we are in the life of Plymouth Church, where we have been in the last year, kind of growing attendance, worship attendance has been steadily going up. Good things are happening here. What do these mean for us? And so there's three things in here that have clicked with me, and I'm going to talk about them quickly, and then as I mentioned, we'll have the time for you to use your markers and your stars. We're going to be writing some things down. You have a chance to think about some things. But the first is this Psalm 139, probably my favorite psalm. It's so intimate. The picture of God that it gives is this intimate God that knows us by name, and that phrase, "You have searched me and known me." God has searched us. God doesn't wait for us, but God comes to us. God searches us. God wants to know us. God wants to be in relationship with us. And God knows us by name, knows who we are as individuals, but also as a church, as a community. God has also searched us and known us, knows who we are. This is a God that wants to be close to us, not a distant God, but a close God. And the other phrase is from the story of Samuel. We have in the beginning, God calls Samuel. God knows Samuel's name and says, "Samuel, Samuel." And then at the end of the passage, Samuel becomes a great prophet in the history of Israel and is very important in setting up the first kingdom and doing does an awful lot. And there's that phrase at the end, "As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground." There's something in that phrase that has really struck me this week. Let none of his words fall to the ground. Sometimes we say things and they just plop, like no one hears them, no one listens. But his words, they went out, they stayed level, they entered people's ears, presumably to be heard, and in Samuel's case, mostly they were. People did listen to him. You know, and wouldn't it be great if our words didn't fall to the ground? Although there are things I've said in the past that I wish had just immediately fallen to the ground before anyone heard them. But our good words, our positive words, our words of healing, hope, goodness, whatever, it'd be nice if those didn't fall to the ground. But if they just went out, if God helped keep them out and went out to people, so that if you say, "Clean up your room," they respond with, "I would love to. Thank you for the reminder and the opportunity. I would love to do that." Or if you say to a friend, "I really need to tell you my story. I need for you to listen to me," and they listen. They let none of your words fall to the ground. Or if, as we've prayed for so many years in the church, "Let there be peace on earth." Imagine if that didn't fall to the ground. If God didn't let any of these words fall to the ground. So what is a word or a word you might be thinking of that can guide you through this year that you don't want to have fall to the ground? And then that last phrase that struck me is the one from the gospel when Nathanael asked, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Because there was this sense, Nazareth was just this small little village way out in nowhere land. Jerusalem was the center of power, political power and religious power, although politically Rome really was the power, but at least amongst the Jewish people, Jerusalem was a power. And I mentioned this phrase in last week's sermon also, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" As a small town, much like it is today, even back then, there was this thought that good things only come from the largest cities or the most powerful people or the richest people, the biggest communities, the most important areas. There wasn't an expectation of anything good coming from that which is small or on the margins or off to the side. And I think we hear that and feel that also sometimes today. Might ask that question, "Could anything good come out of Plymouth?" I think, oh, we're a small church. We don't have all the bells and whistles of the big churches. We don't have the big budgets. We don't have the large staff. Might ask, "Can anything good come out of Plymouth?" But I think that's a word that can fall to the ground, that kind of question. Ask, what is the good that can come out of Plymouth? And what is the good that can come from me, from us? None of us are particularly powerful or rich or prominent, but there's good that can come out of us as well. So we're at the beginning of a new year, a year full of possibility, time to build on successes of last year and go forward and to let go of the mistakes, anything that we did wrong individually, as a family, as a church. Move into this into this new year, and in this Epiphany time, we remember this, that Jesus is the light. We remember the star that led the Magi to find Jesus. And so I'm going to give you a little exercise, and then Lynn's going to offer some music for us while you have some time to think. But what I would like you to do, and John, if you could turn my
computer on. Think of it as you're coming into this year. What is a word that you would like to hold before you? A couple of weeks ago when Lynn led worship, she talked about your epiphany word.
Okay.
What is your epiphany word, phrase, concept for yourself, for the world, whatever is on your heart? What is kind of guiding you into this year, or what word would you like to have guide you into this year? And think about that, and then write that down on your star, or draw a picture. It could be words, a phrase, a sentence. There's no right or wrong here. It's whatever you want. You don't have to share it with anyone either. So you can do that. And then when you think of that word, then think, what is the good that can come from me? And what is the good that can come from Plymouth related to that vision, to that word that you don't want to fall to the ground this year, but want to keep going forward? Think of that as how can Jesus's light shine through you in relation to what the word is that you don't want to fall to the ground this year? And it could be anything: health, peace on earth, personal growth, you take up a new hobby, new skill, be more generous. Whatever is on your heart. Take a few moments. Lynn's going to play us some music. Write that down, a word that you like to keep before you, and good that you can do this year to be Jesus' light. Ah, thank you. God, you have searched us and you know us. You know what is in our hearts, what we have written or thought here today, and we lift up all of these words, all these hopes, all these guiding stars, that they may be fulfilled in your grace, that we may be the light that we want to be, and that we may be the light that you want us to be. We offer you our hopes for ourselves, for our community, and for this congregation of Plymouth United Church of Christ. Help us keep these stars before us to lead us to Jesus, as your star led the Magi to him. Amen and amen. And keep these stars someplace close by with you over the year to look at once in a while and remember what you thought of today. So Lynn, if you could... sing. And it's time for us to offer now part of what we have received from God so that the mission and ministry and work of this congregation may continue. Remind you also receiving our church's wider mission offering this morning, if envelopes for those in your bulletins, and the morning offering will now be received. Thank you.
Please be seated. It's time to pray for the world and for one another and for the church, and so ask if there are any joys or concerns I'd like to pray for this morning. I do have two. One, I want to let you know, Floyd Sexter is home. He went home, I think it was Thursday. He's back home feeling much better, not still the greatest, has to use a walker and not walking around real well, but doing a lot better than he was. So we're glad that he is at home. I want to say thanks also. My friend Roger is here again this weekend. He's been with us a few times before, and we had a good weekend together. Went to the National Eagle Center yesterday, which I've never been to. Highly recommend if you've not been there. Any other concerns? Kathy?
For my grandbaby.
Oh, all right. Having surgery. And what was her name?
Autumn.
Autumn. That's right. Okay.
Autumn Sky.
Autumn Sky. Having surgery this week. All right. Very good. Joyce?
Dr. Kershke has been sick.
Oh, all right. Oh. All right. Yeah, there's been a lot of illness going around. Flus and sinus infections and stuff you don't often always get.
Please pray for a dear friend from Good Shepherd, Bob Kennedy, who was diagnosed with lung cancer, and his surgery is tomorrow morning. They're giving him a pretty good look, but it is cancer, so Bob Kennedy. And then just prayers for my family. We rejoiced and cried yesterday, but rejoiced. My aunt is now singing God's praises in heaven. And so just prayers for my family as we mourn the loss of my dear aunt.
All right, your aunt, and her name was Adelaide? Adelaide?
Adeline.
Adeline, that's it, Adeline. All right, singing Adelines.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like quite the full Catholic mass funeral, hour and a half. Any other joys or concerns this morning? All right, let us be together in prayer then. God of goodness and God of love, you have searched us and you know us. You know what is on our hearts even when we can't make the words to say it right. You know our hopes, our dreams, our struggles. We give you thanks that you are our God and that you listen and that you care. We offer you all these prayers, knowing that whatever words we say to you, they do not fall to the ground, but you hear them and you listen. So hear us and listen as we pray to you today. We pray for all of your church around the world, spreading the good news of your love and spreading the light of Jesus' grace. Pray that we all always be faithful to your word and to your vision. That we always be peacemakers and joy bringers. hope givers, people who offer listening ear without judgment. We pray especially for this congregation. We pray for Plymouth in the city of Eau Claire, that we be your people, your messengers to the people in this community, to let people know that there is a God who loves them, that there is a place of fellowship where they will be loved and welcomed, no matter who they are or where they are on their journey. Let us be the shining light of your love in this community. And let us always extend our invitation outward to bring others in, to bring them into your family and into your fellowship. And bless our ministry here, that we continue to do good. Bless our street ministry, bless our quilters, bless all who give to St. Francis and Community Table, and bless us as we volunteer in many organizations and groups in town. We pray for your world, for wherever there is pain or suffering, for all who are at war and all who suffer from war, all who suffer from violence. I remember Paris, Nigeria, so many places in the Middle East, and so many cities here in the U.S. where there is gang violence, violence between police and citizens, violence in homes and schools. Pray for your peace and for your comfort. We pray for all who are homeless in the cold, all who go without enough food, all who are lonely, all who have been left behind, all who struggle with anxiety or mental health issues, bodily health issues. And we pray for those who are close to us and that we know. Pray for Autumn, who's having surgery this week. Let it go well, that her doctors do what is right, and that they are able to do what they hope to do. We pray for Bob, who is also having surgery this week, that all goes well by him. We pray for the families that watch over them. We offer prayers for Dorothy, who is sick. And we offer prayers of thanksgiving and grief for Adeline, whose funeral was a wonderful celebration and who is now singing God's praises in heaven. And we give you thanks and joy and thanksgiving as well for all that is good, for the beauty of nature and eagles soaring over the Mississippi, for the signs of life that is around us. We give you thanks that Floyd is home, and give you thanks for Roger's presence here this weekend. And lastly, God, we offer you our silent prayers, or simply listen for your voice in the silence. Hear us, speak to us in our silence. And we pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who is the light of the world, and who taught us that we may pray to you, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And that is the good news for this day and for all days. Thank you again for listening to the Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth podcast. If you are in the Eau Claire area, we especially invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And I invite you also to check out our website at pcucc.com for upcoming events and special worship services. From Plymouth United Church of Christ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this is Pastor David. Thank you for spending this time with us. May God bless you.